Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mell. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Good morning, family. I'm so glad you could join me today on another fresh, faith-filled edition of Winning Every Day. I believe today's word is going to bless your heart, lift your spirit, and strengthen your steps. Today's topic is God's strength for weakness, and our Bible text is from 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, which says, "But he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me.'" A few years ago, I read a moving testimony in Guideposts magazine. It was about a young woman named Angela who suffered a spinal injury in an accident. Doctors told her she would never walk again. At first, she was devastated, not just because of the pain, but because she had always been so independent. She said, "I felt like I was useless, like my whole life had been taken from me." But during rehab, she began listening to audio Bibles and devotional messages. One morning, she read 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, and it was like the verse jumped out and wrapped itself around her soul. "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." Angela said, "That day I realized God wasn't waiting for me to get strong on my own. He wanted to be my strength. I gave him my brokenness, and he gave me his peace." Today, Angela still uses a wheelchair, but she also runs a ministry that encourages others with disabilities. She says, "I may have lost my ability to walk, but I found the ability to soar in God's strength." Friend, maybe today you're feeling drained. Maybe you've been asking God, "Why this weakness? Why this limitation? Why me?" The truth is, God does some of his greatest work in the very places where we feel the weakest. Think about Moses. He said, "Lord, I can't speak." But God made him a voice to nations. Think about Gideon, hiding in fear, yet God called him a mighty warrior. Think about Paul, who prayed for his thorn to be removed, but God said, "My grace is sufficient for you." Where do you feel inadequate right now? Maybe it's in your family, finance, spiritually, physically, or career-wise. That area of weakness might just be the stage for God's greatest display of strength in your life. Philippians 4 verse 13 reminds us, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Sometimes God removes the burden. Other times he gives us the strength to carry it, and both are miracles. Think about one area of your life where you've been saying, "I can't." What if you turned that "I can't" into "He can"? Today, whenever you feel overwhelmed or incapable, pause and whisper, "Lord, be my strength right now." Watch how peace will flow into you like fresh water into a dry place. As you go today, say this with me. "Today, I walk in God's strength. His power is made perfect in my weakness. I am not defeated. I am empowered. I will win today, not by my might, but by his spirit." Let's pray. Father, thank you for reminding us that we don't have to be strong on our own. Your grace is enough. Today, we give you our weaknesses, our struggles, and our limitations. Be our strength, be our guide, and let your power rest upon us. I commit every listener's day into your hands. Bless their going out and coming in. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. If today's message blessed you, please share it with someone who needs encouragement. Let's spread the hope, strength, and love of Christ. Until next time, keep winning every day, because in Christ, every day is a victory.
where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it, it's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us. Mm.
Despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life, right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.